Great. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I know this call used to be a regular feature and is now a little bit more ad hoc, an issue or event dependent. But as we head into the Helsinki meeting, I think it was certainly of value to reconnect and get a sense of where the various work streams are at. Or I should say the various elements are at, work streams having very specific meanings. So we've all seen the agenda. It's up in the Adobe Connect, which I think everybody can see. We've got the roll call, and I think we'll just move straight on to the next agenda item, unless, just before we get going there are any other agenda items that people would like to flag or raise. And, of course, as we have the discussion today, there's always the opportunity in any other business to raise things should something strike you along the way. Okay, hearing or seeing no other suggested agenda items, at least at the moment, I'll pass it over to Lisa, who's going to provide us an update on the implementation and next steps of the CWG stewardship. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Not that you've really ever left, but welcome back to this call.
Okay, thank you. As you might recall I think we have flagged this, but in Marrakesh, it was decided to create an implementation task force that would help CWG and the implementation team of ICANN to align and do a quick test of the ideas before they were sent to the CWG on to finally approve on how to actually implement the proposal set by CWG. And this team is working. We are meeting sometimes twice a week, but at the moment once a week and discussing different issues. And the issues that are very present now are, of course, first the PTI bylaws and ICANN PTI contract. The PTI bylaws has actually been sent to Sidley for legal advice. And Sidley returned with a couple of questions that we're now working with both in the implementation task force, and we'll discuss the answers to the questions on the CWG meeting that we're having on Thursday. These are more questions about clarification, and some of them are three very major ones are the term limits for the board directors. Second one is compensation for the board directors, and the compensation is, of course, only meant for the directors that are chosen by, not the ICANN chosen directors, but the ones that are chosen by the NOMCOM. And last, there is a question of threshold of decisions within the board. Apart from that, Paul Kane raised some issues regarding Annex C to the proposal, Sections 7 and 8. And those were specific questions in relation to what IANA and PTI could do in relation to CCTLDs and also in relation to GTLDs. So we asked, and the question here was, were these issues implemented correctly in the bylaws, or should we have a specific implementation in the bylaws or in the contract? And Sidley looked into it and has a suggestion that's going to be discussed also on Thursday. Paul has seen this. He's ticked off that he thinks it's fine. I don't think he can be at the call on Thursday, but the discussion will be around this, or this will be presented on the call also on Thursday. Another thing that's really creating a bit of...
Lisa.
Yeah.
It's Byron. Can you share with us what those suggestions or recommendations are, or is it too early to...
No. Actually, what Paul asked was to have section 7 and 8 mirrored into the bylaws. And Sidley was saying, well, we could do it in the bylaws. Some of them are procedural, but Paul and others felt that they were so important that we should implement them into the bylaws. And so the suggestion is to actually have them both in the bylaws and in the PTI contract.
And Lisa, this is Bart.
Yeah.
Could you also, because, say, we had this discussion on the ISTC call, but maybe for the others on this call, could you illuminate what this is? Say, Section 7 and 8 is probably not meaningful for Peter, Byron, Katrina, and or Becky.
Well... Why not? These are sections about respecting that the CCTLDs has their own decisions and those should not be. And if there is a dispute, it's important to be careful of not just making a decision, but wait until the country has its own. Court making a decision. And I'm not, maybe Martin can help me illuminating more of this because those are the broad lines of this, that you have to respect the CCTLD manager and that a decision made in these countries. Martin, are you willing to add on to this?
Martin, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
I was just trying to find the unmute button and get my mouse there. These were two bits from the principles and criteria to underpin decisions on transition of NTIA stewardship for names functions. Sections in the CWG report, section 7 is that the IANA functions operator, at the start PTI, can only make decisions that are based on the policy that has already been agreed through the bottom-up multi-stakeholder process. So in other words, it can't just make its own mind up, and therefore its decisions are likely to be reasonably predictable and would also, because this is actually built in to the system, require a respect for national law and processes. And the Section 8 is the diversity of the customers of the IANA functions. This essentially is about the fact that CCs are not the same as Gs. That diversity needs to be respected. So it is as fundamental as that, building it into the contract I think is very, very important because the contract would need to go through a substantial process to change. Would also be or lead to the same contract, no matter who the IANA functions operator is. For us, stuff that goes into the bylaws, if we change to from PTI to a new operator, we would need to find some other way of ensuring this sort of fundamental bylaw-based requirements for ensuring that the decisions are policy-based and respect the diversity of the different customers. Thanks.
Thank you, Martin. Well, it's actually been decided to place them both in the bylaws and in the contract between PTI and ICANN. So it's going to be hopefully bulletproof. Apart from that, another big thing that's creating a fuss, and I see that's actually what Peter is asking, what's the latest on IANA staff contracts? That was my next issue, that's PTI staffing. And to be to be honest, this has not been resolved yet. The group has asked the implementation team to give a memo of the reasoning for doing what they prefer, and they prefer to have a secondment of staff, so they stay within in ICANN, but are seconded to PTI. This has created a lot of concern because I think the compromise would be to have the present staff seconded and then the following new hire would be PTI staff, but this is not the intention and this has not been discussed in full with the task force, and it will, I suspect, be an issue for the call on Thursday too, even though it's not totally finalized as a proposal, but it is an issue that is under thorough investigation by the group as such, and there has been some questions that we might want to ask Sidley to answer about if a secondment if you can actually view PTI as independent if you have seconded staff and issues like that. So it's not totally finalized. It's a thing, and that's under discussion in the task force, but will also be discussed on the call on Thursday. I can see Becky, your hand is up.
Yeah.
Becky, go ahead.
Yeah, I do think asking Sidley to think creatively about this, to me, the biggest threat is not sort of the day-to-day independence, but the notion that if you actually wanted to take the step to make separation happen, you would need to have some kind of guarantee of stability that would prevent ICANN from holding the community hostage to prevent the separation. So I was thinking, I was asking myself whether you could have some undertaking that, you know, in the event of a separation, ICANN would second the staff, to the new operator and would not reemploy those people following the secondment, so that the individuals would have to sort of make the choice about whether, you know, to move on to something entirely different or stay with the new operator. And that's really, to me, the notion of the secondment while ICANN is doing this is not, that doesn't strike me as strange or unusual, but you just wouldn't want it, you would want to have something to prevent it from being a barrier to pulling the trigger on separation if you ever needed to do that.
Thank you, Becky. And that was actually a part of ICANN's first document, that they would not prevent any staff to move over in case of separation. But I think this is, there are some, sentiments of that this is also a way of avoiding the separation, but it's a difficult thing, and staff seems to be very eager to stay as ICANN employees, and there are a lot of details here I would like to have some legal advice on, because most of it to me personally seems like this is more feelings from ICANN staff than actual legal concerns in relation to being employed by PTI and have the same benefits and same relation as the others to ICANN. Of course, you're not employed by ICANN, but you could be you could have the same benefits and same group as such. It's going to be an affiliate, but I don't know. We have to look at it in a stringent and legal and detached way where we don't put the feelings into it. That's my advice on this.
Hard job.
Yeah, it is. Any other questions on the staffing?
Carry on.
Okay. I have one last issue that's discussed, and that's the IANA PTR, IPR, sorry, IANA IPR, which is, as you might know, we have discussed with the numbering and the protocol communities to have this placed in the ITF trust. And we have a legal document that's been looked at from Sidley's side, and they gave us some comments that we are to discuss with the other communities, hopefully this or next week. We try to have a call with them before the Helsinki meeting. And regarding the other, the CSC and the RSAC, I guess that you will give an update here, Bart, because those have been finalized and now it's up to the to CCNSO to choose their members.
Yeah, I should have put their names. So this is probably more an item for Katrina. Katrina, could you do the latest on the CSC and ARZERC, where the GRC is at?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hope so. Thank you. The Guidelines Review Committee have completed work on the guideline for selecting members to the Customer Standing Committee, and we have submitted the draft to the CCNSO Council, and on Thursday we will have a discussion on this guideline with the Council. Hopefully, the Council will adopt it. And when it's done, we will send out information to the community so that they can start reading the guideline and getting ready for the call for expressions of interest. Regarding Erzurk, we are a little bit behind because the charter for Erzurk was not developed yet, but now it's almost finished, and it's easier. We are going to use at this point Bart is working on that. We're going to use the guideline for CSC, simplify it, and hopefully we'll also have this guideline ready soon. If there are any questions, I could walk you through the guideline, but I don't know if that's of any interest to the people on the call.
Olivia, are there any quick questions? No, I guess we'll wait to see what's approved by the council. Okay, thank you, Katrina. Katrina, did you also want to speak to the CWG implementation-related sessions in Helsinki?
No, I don't think so.
Byron, this is more.
In Helsinki, I will speak about the customer standing committee, what we expect from volunteers, so candidates who will apply, and try to answer all the questions regarding the session process. Yeah, one more thing, perhaps I should mention that. We have to coordinate our members with a registry stakeholder group of the GNSO, and we have to coordinate the full slate of membership with GNSO. And both councils have to approve the full slate.
Okay, thank you. Bart, did you have anything to add on sessions in Helsinki?
Yes, maybe that's what I wanted to say. This is more something between Lisa and me. It's the session on the CWG implementation is on Tuesday, and is similar to the one we did in Marrakesh. Trang, so that's the ICANN, Trang Nguyen, say that's the ICANN staff lead on the implementation program. We'll provide an update where we are and inform the CCNSO also on the next steps. Lisa will be chair of the session and will raise some of the topics she's raised now, probably the most pressing one. And again, always with a focus on the CCTLD community present. So it will be about the PTI. It will be about the PTI bylaws. The SLE will be a point of discussion to check where we are, and the CSC will be, and it's also an opportunity to raise awareness of what is coming and what is relevant for the CCTLD, especially post 15th of August when the CSC has been appointed. There will be a lot of work for the CSC on, monitoring and how to communicate their conversations with PTI to the community. So it's more to, give an update where need be involve the GRC and inform the community of what is coming. So that's the CWG implementation part and session in Helsinki. And it's going to be 90 minutes. Lisa?
Thank you, Bart.
Yeah, I just want to add that
the CWG and the IANA or the Implementation Task Force are having a session on Monday, where Monday lunchtime, where we will have a Q&A if there are any questions regarding the implementation. And I guess unless we have solved this staffing issue, this will be one of the main discussion items. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Let's move on to the next section, which is an update on the CCWG accountability and next steps there. Becky, over to you.
Okay, thank you. We obviously, the ICANN board has adopted the bylaws, which was a major milestone, and we have been organizing the work stream to items. The CCWG will meet for a full day on Sunday ahead of the Helsinki meeting. I think we may have a leadership call next week, but we've had a couple of calls to kind of organize the work and try to create sort of focused groups to work on transparency issues, to work on the human rights issues, and to kind of group the issues according to sort of clusters of items that can be done there. There's still some debate on how that will be organized, how much will be done, what the timetable is going to be. And so I think those are going to be, that's going to actually be, continue to be a focus up to and in the Helsinki meeting, and then we would really dig in earnest on the issues. The other things that will be just in terms of expectations from the CCNSO Council, every SO and ACO is, of course, completely free to decide that they want to keep the members as they have designated the members to the CCWG to continue those folks through phase two or to appoint new folks or to swap out folks, but I think, you know, it's important to sort of do a check-in to make sure that all of the people who were involved in work stream one want to continue and will continue to be active in work stream two. And I can say with the CC appointed folks, some folks have been very active, some folks have been less active. One of the issues for work stream two that's very important is the SOAC accountability work stream two item, and on that there is an accountability survey that I think Katrina has circulated. It's just an important phase of this work to be able to describe how the you know, internal workings of the CCNSO ensure that the, you know, the group is accountable to CC operators, in our case telling the story about being accountable at some level to CC operators, not just members, and the whole openness of the CCNSO structure. And how we avoid capture, which I don't know if people have had the opportunity to read the report on the governance, good governance aspects of the CCWG proposal. NTIA, in preparing its report to go to Congress, which it issued last week, did go to two outside experts on corporate governance to get a kind of a good governance clean bill of health for the proposal, which it did get. But there was a lot of interesting discussion about accountability and the avoidance of capture as a result of diversity within and among the group. So that's something that we will want to think about and look at there. Session on Sunday will be focused on Workstream 2. I haven't seen any specific organizational details, agenda details for breaking up into different working groups, but that will be coming out in the next couple of days.
Thanks, Becky. Bart, did you want to add to that, or do you have a question?
No, just a question from Becky. Becky is, could you send a link to that report that you just referred to?
Oh,
might
yes.
Be useful.
Yes, and just so you know, just sort of an update, NTIA did issue the report. It affirmatively found that the CCWG and the CWG had met all of the requirements for that NTIA had set out for the transition. They got it done a little bit early, so there was, so the supporters on Capitol Hill were essentially saying that NTIA had exceeded the expectations. We do expect, unfortunately, some congressional fussing about the transition itself. Unfortunately, group has been kind of advocating for a kind of two-year delay in the transition while the new bylaws are worked out. NTIA has been very aggressive about saying that doesn't work, and there's been strong private sector outreach to Capitol Hill by U.S. businesses to say that the transition needs to go forward. So there's still the potential for mischief on Capitol Hill here, especially in sort of presidential election season, but I know both ICANN and the U.S. private sector are working very hard to make the case that it is in the U.S. interest for this transition to go forward without any intervention.
Thanks, Becky. Any further questions? Bart, is your hand up again? Or?
No, sorry. I was typing.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments on this subject? Alan, go ahead.
Thank you, Bart. Just to follow on to what Becky was saying, there is currently an expression of interest for participation in all of the work streams, all of the working groups of Workstream 2, which is available on the CCWG mailing list. But so I just had a glance at that this afternoon. I think that Grace just posted it. And I noticed, at least right now, there's not a single CCTLD representative in any. I think there's 8 or 9 of those working groups. So I would just point that out because it may be something we may have to exhort the community to get active on. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Anything else on the accountability subject? Alan, do you want to put your hand down, or do you have another question? No, okay. Nothing else on the accountability topic?
Can you put your hand up again or no?
No, I don't see anybody else.
No.
Okay, and the sessions in Helsinki?
I'd hope that, say, Mathieu and so maybe Becky, so I haven't put my head around this one, nor have somebody else. Are there any, say, Trang is available to talk about implementation aspects and probably the discussion around Workstream 2 and moving forward is of interest, especially in light of sending out a call, and the results of the survey will be available by then. Are there any other topics you think, Becky, that may be of interest and that you think that need to be raised in order to facilitate the work of the CCWG moving forward?
No, I think something about the various work streams and the expression of interest would be useful. I do think Alan's point is well taken about volunteers. Obviously, the CCNSO has a lot of, two-fifths of the five CC members are committed to sort of leadership tasks. And I think, both Mathieu and Jordan will continue to perform in those kind of roles going forward. So there is a question to make sure that we get CC volunteers on it. But from my perspective, I think the CC input is very important. On the transparency front, there is somebody from .fr is working on the IRP implementation group. And then the accountability for SOs and ACs. And obviously, it would be good to have an international perspective on the human rights issues. But I would think the transparency and then making sure that in the transparency and accountability of the SOs and ACs to make sure that we have CC people there because I think, we can speak to a kind of light touch accountability that's quite valuable.
Okay, thank you. Maybe just one more thing. You mentioned it as well, say, around the survey that was just launched by the Council on Transparency and Accountability. To date, the latest count is 13 responses, and we will send out a reminder on Thursday. So if any of you hasn't filled it in, you're more than welcome to fill it in.
Please do, right.
But it's a good number given. Looks positive. Say on the response rate.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Becky. In terms of Helsinki sessions, okay. Probably. Were you going to add anything there, Bart? But without Mathieu here.
I'll contact him, and it's probably, say, based on the conversation of today, it's fairly clear what needs to be included.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. Unless, Katrina, did you want to add anything from a sessions perspective? No?
No, thank you. I think that's covered, yes.
Okay. Then we'll move on to AOB. While we've been talking, are there any other subjects that have come to mind or any other issues we should be discussing or thinking about in the lead up to Helsinki? Okay, seeing no hands up and not
Peter
hearing
is typing.
Oh,
Peter's typing.
Okay, Peter's just typing. We'll wait for that. Oh, he must be typing a book. Is everybody here going to Helsinki? Or is anybody not going to Helsinki? No, okay.
I'm going.
Good. Well, it's practically in your neighborhood.
For those who are not, Peter asks, is there an indication if there are volunteers for the CSC? Martin indicated
He's not going. He's not going, and it looks like Mary's not going either.
Right.
But Nominette will be represented there.
Yeah.
As far as Peter's question goes, I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe Katrina can add to that in terms of numbers of people who are interested, but probably after the CCNSO or after the council approves the requirements and the call and it goes out, then that issue will start to become higher profile, and I'm sure there'll be more people who are going to apply for that. But I don't know, Katrina, have you heard much noise on that front?
No, but I certainly hope that we will have two, at least.
So do I. Martin, you have your hand up? Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Just to note, I haven't had confirmation yet, but I am aware that Nominate is looking very seriously at trying to ensure that it can put a DNS engineer forward for the CSC. But as I say, that's not confirmed yet. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Martin. And Katrina, just looking at Peter's comment that it would be a good idea to give an indication to people of the time requirements, is that going to be included? Is that included in the outreach? An estimation, at least?
I think there was an estimation. I think Martin had pretty good estimation of time required. But, okay, we'll take that into account in the next email with information on deadline estimation of time required for that. But of course, okay, we have to take into account that now they will have to work much harder to establish all the procedures for CSC because it's just completely new formation. Probably later on it won't require so much time. But I'm sure that somewhere in ICANN's documents they had an estimation for that too.
Okay. Thank you. Martin, you had a follow-up?
Yeah, just to add a little bit to what Katrina said, because I was involved in the design team, whatever it was, C, I think it was, that looked at the CSC. And certainly the view that we had was that, yes, it was an important role, but for most of the time, it will be looking at the monthly reports that the PTI produce and assessing whether the performance level is staying at the level that was expected or better, and whether it had failed to meet any of the service levels. And if it had either been a decline in service quality or a failure to meet service levels, that the PTI would be asked to explain why there had been this shortfall. The normal expectation would be to receive the reports, to read and assess the reports, and for as long as there are no problems, that would then also be a communication to the for CCNSO members, feedback to the CCTLD community, letting them know how performance was going. Our sort of overall view there was that the steady state operation should only be in the order of hours a month, although at some stages the conference call for everybody is going to be at antisocial hours, at least 1 month and three. The big unknown is what happens when a problem strikes, and it's at that stage that, again, I don't think it's anybody anticipated it as being the CSC's job to manage remedial action, but rather to go to CSC and escalate to CSC, that the CSC put in place the remedial action. Yes, there will be a bit more correspondence at that stage, but I don't think anybody was expecting that this would ever get too high a level of activity, but I guess time will tell. The overall role of the CSC is, you know, they're the customers, they're receiving the explanations of what is being done, so that PTI are shown to be meeting their contracts. Thanks.
Thank you, Martin. Anything else? Any other business? Okay, at this point I don't foresee having to nail down a next call, as this group tends to now meet on an ad hoc as required basis. So I don't think there's any need at this point to schedule another call. And with that, we'll bring this call to a close, and we'll see many of you, though not all, in Helsinki. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye for now, and safe travels.
Thank you, and bye.
Thanks, bye.